This meeting is being recorded, and I call the meeting to order. Do we have any additions or deletions?
Just road report. John's not here, so I think it's good.
All right, and I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from the March 2nd and the March 24th meetings.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. And we'll go into our bid opening in consideration.
So there should be three piles.
Yep.
Are they broken up into two piles?
This one
doesn't say.
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Says one pretty thick.
Probably got them all in it.
Maybe. Yeah. I would just start.
Open it.
Before you open that, do you want to do the visitor? Because he won't stay for all of this. If he's gone.
We're ready for you, Eric.
Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to check on the ride. It's scheduled for May 9th. Just I know it could be here in May, but that's, if we had to do any kind of difference on Brook Road, I just want to make sure that's. I don't know if you're going to start work.
No, we won't be by then.
Okay.
So you're good to go.
Okay. So this should be fine then. And then signs will go up on May 8th on Friday. And it'll be basically 9 to.
And I got your certificate of insurance.
Okay. Yeah, we got all that done. So. Yeah. That's it. Just wanted to check May and check the road.
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Right.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Is this yours?
So that's the
breakdown.
Packet. That's like what I sent out to everybody. Oh, that's Harold. He was here, wasn't he?
He was here.
Yeah, Hilton left.
Okay, that's Harold's bid. So this is for Town Hall on Ridge Road. And North Kirby Road. Start with
Town Hall on Ridge Road?
Sure.
Yep.
All right. Town Hall on Ridge Road.
So we have Harold Lunny.
Harold Lunny, yep.
I'm sorry, what?
Who?
Harold.
Harold Lunny.
Should be the last page.
Yes. One way to do this.
So there should be two. So you got lump sum price for Town Hall Road project, $526,485.
Meaning it's both sites?
No.
So
okay.
Then also it includes lump sum for Ridge Road, which is $422,000. So a total combination. We'll keep going through them all.
Okay.
I should add another line on that.
You don't want to worry about when they can start. I'm sure don't worry about that.
Shop drawings June 1st, start work July 6th, August. Site work to be completed August 16th and September 7th. You do have Town Hall first, Ricky. Yeah, I mean, it's all within.
Okay. All right. This is Harold's thing right here.
Yep.
Anybody mind if I write on that Harold one?
So 5 1/4 was the bridge.
526, 485.
Yep.
Right, and then 411 was the road.
Okay. So the total for that project, or those two projects combined, as one bid was $938,007. That's just a certification of federal projects.
Daryl Matthews. Lump sum price for the Town Hall Road project, $283,081.
Ridge Road
project, $329,716.
Total of
$612,797.
It's like
Christmas.
Yep,
it's snowing.
Again.
Christmas.
Yes.
Simpson Dirt Works, LLC. Town Hall Road Project, $358,411.
And Rich Road, $359,450.
Simpson.
So the total is $717,861.
KML. $462,000 for the Town Hall Road project, and Ridge Road project,
$476,938,000.
Yep. Thank you. Kirk Fenoff. Lump sum price for Town Hall Road project, $295,349. Lump sum price for Ridge Road project, $278,931. Lump sum bid for the Town Hall Road project, $274,000. Red Road project,
$288,500.
Alliance Consulting and Excavation. Town Hall Road Project, $244,700. Bridge Road Project, $231,085.
Total is $475,785.
That's it for them two projects on my end. All right, now we are on to Brook Road project. Daryl Matthews, $365,460. Simpson Dirt Works, LLC, $387,140. Kurt Benoff. $385,756. Jay McDonald. $526,000. Alliance Consulting and Excavation. $305,400. North Kirby Road. All right, Harold Lunny, $347,455.
Say that again, Mike, sorry.
$347,455. $345,000.
Sean Austin Building Contracting, Inc. $222,000. Daryl Matthews, Matthews Excavating, $165,000. Simpson Dirtwork LLC, $234,955. J. McDonald, $286,750. Alliance Consulting and Excavation, $163,754.
$75,785. Low bidder for Brook Road, Alliance, $305,400. The low bidder for North Kirby Road is Alliance, $163,754. Everyone has been invited. Worked with all of them. So I would recommend awarding the project to the low bidder. For all three projects.
You want to do it?
That's the recommendation. I think we should accept the recommendation. So I make a motion that we take the low bidder of Alliance Consulting and award them our bids.
Any other questions for me?
Is there a time frame?
Can you guarantee that they can do it all in one summer?
Yeah.
We did
four in Corinth?
Three. Four in Corinth and one in Woodbury last year between July and October time frame. Probably, what was Corinth, about $1 million?
Yeah, it was just barely under $1 million.
Yeah, then Woodbury was another 150. So
every bid in here is based off your information that everybody got.
Correct. Yep.
So there should be no overrun on any of these bids unless they consult with you? And you consult with us?
I mean, we put on the plans that the price is lump sum as shown on the plans or as implied, unless something seriously was amiss, we would have the discussion.
Okay.
So they would be required to notify us?
They're going to go through me, and if there's something that I would come to you and say, if I've missed something that was... But I would hope these guys would reach out prior to the bid if they had concerns with my my work. So.
Someone second that.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Don't move.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
If you guys have any other questions, just let me know. Yep. And then what I'll do next is I'll probably talk with Alliance and see what they're looking at to build all those three out. Because obviously when they put that schedule together, they don't know if they're going to get one or two or three or
zero.
So
exactly.
We'll go through that. Probably get all the shop drawings, which is the components that need to be put in order.
They're drawings for you to evaluate?
Yeah, the manufacturer, the pipe, just like we did on Ridge Road. So we'll just go through it and make sure that's what it's supposed to be. And
so any irregularities will be brought up by you after review?
Yeah, it's quick. I mean, normally what I would do is if the shop drawing, so it's the manufacturer's fabrication drawing, if that comes in and there's something that's not right, I just mark it up, send it back to them, and then they'll send another one back. They don't want to put it into production without a final, yes, this is 100% good. So. Plenty of time between now and then to get these products manufactured. So, pretty straightforward at this point. Yeah. But I would plan on, with him getting all three, I would plan on, you know, him starting sometime in July and ending
tight
at the end.
Now, in that contract, there's no other bidding out from that company? Or there is, or how does that all work?
Boy, I couldn't imagine that occurring.
Okay, just asking.
If you had a general, if they were more of a general contractor, where they, you know, a guy walks in and doesn't have a fleet of equipment, then I would, you know, what we call those the suitcase contractors. we didn't, you know, that's part of the reason we don't put it out. We put it out to qualified firms. So
I had one question. That Sean Austin.
Yeah.
Was that not Austin Construction?
That is not Austin Construction. They're out of Morgan. They do a lot more work in Orleans County.
Okay. What was the company name?
Sean Austin Building.
Yeah, that was on, what bid was that on?
I guess I don't. I probably don't.
I think that was North, I think he only bid on North Kirby Road.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sean Austin Building Contracting.
Yeah, I mean, he says building, but they've been doing a number of town highway culvert jobs. But I thought it was great competitive bidding. This is why we bid things out. And
Sure.
You guys should be in very good shape.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. What's that total figure that we're looking at?
Just the around 944, roughly. Yeah. I just took a generic to see what the first three numbers were going to be.
It's just another example, too, of, you know, when we have these floods, you don't always need to rush. I mean, as long as you can get your roads open, not rushing the process will, at the end of the day, save you money. Yep. So,
absolutely.
So, I guess my only concern is with the Ridge Road and the Bridge Town Hall Road stuff is the coordination of keeping one road open at all times and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's an assumption that you impart to them, or that they should already understand, or
that is an expectation that they will
realize that.
They will comply with that.
Okay. because I would end up at some point in the near future to have yourself and a representative of them come to the DiCarlo's home.
Yes.
And discuss the
yep.
project.
Do you want to do that in the next like month, but sooner rather than later?
Sooner rather than later. I mean, I'll touch base with them from the standpoint of what you were saying before as far as 25 feet, and because the markings that I discussed with you over the phone
yeah.
are far different than what we discussed about that from previous, and that's what they're looking at when they walk to the edge of their property and see these flags and stuff, and just the idea of the, you know, a more accurate idea of where the boundaries are, and just an explanation, you, the contractor, whatever, explaining to them
yeah.
the blasting situation and how it's not really considered to be an issue.
Yeah.
So I will.
So I'll get his.
I'll leave that one up to you.
I'll get his schedule
mm-hmm.
understood and then relay
that's
that
fine.
To you, and then we'll
just get a hold of me either. Yeah. Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Good. Thanks, Dennis.
Yep.
Thank you very,
thank
very
you.
Much. Appreciate it. Much more of a pleasure working with just one person.
I work with all of them all the time. We did 15.
No.
I think we did 15 or 16 last year, plus the work at the hospital. So.
Oh, you had the hospital stuff too?
Yeah.
I was just wondering whether Alliance figures to be clear or there, or they're not concerned about it.
It'll be all good.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it very much, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. What would you think?
Well, I don't know. That's a big difference between what the FEMA guy cost out, but, you know, again, that was 2 years ago from basic software, you know, cost estimate software as opposed to engineer sitting there. I just, well, that's a low number. That's good.
Well, yeah, that's good.
If they can do it.
Oh, I'm sure they can.
Yeah. And I have pretty high confidence in Nate.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I, you know, we. Yeah, he's
he wouldn't have steered us in that direction.
No.
And he, like he said, he's worked with them all for the last 2 years on the same projects that we're doing,
right.
pretty much. And so he knows whose numbers are what.
We were just mentioning, Mike, the fact that. Keith said, you know, the numbers are well under what we had sort of expected from
right.
a FEMA standpoint, et cetera, et cetera. So.
But we have an engineer looking precisely at, based on having drawn up the engineering specs for it. So I think, and like you said, he's been doing this with these guys for the last 2 years.
Correct.
And it's good for us because it costs. I don't know if we want to address it here, but you know, Congress still has not funded FEMA under DHS at all, and so the FEMA staff are furloughed; they're not processing anything. So any, well, I don't know where that ends, or you know when they start up again. We can go forward with the estimates, or we can go forward with the actual costs as soon as they're back to work, if they're back to work. But Congress, I mean, they met for 3 minutes today.
Mm-hmm.
Opened the floor and closed it and left. So there's no movement in terms of providing us. Now, the good news is this week,
last week, Vermont Emergency Management, actually DPS, sent us the paperwork for the state share, cost share for the 9, 10, 11 July storm. That's $14,853. So that's a pretty small amount, but the larger costs, the whole 31 July storm, if it comes in with the numbers that it says, plus the previous numbers that we had, you know, we're looking at maybe $600,000, just the state cost share, if nothing happens with FEMA.
Okay.
So, it'll be a while, because they won't pay us till all projects are done. That includes that widening piece that we just were told about.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's 18 months to get the first payment from 9, 10, 11 July. So, once we've got everything in, then we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
Do we have an idea whether it's paid out at each project completion, or?
Well, I would assume he'd like to be paid on each project as
well,
it's completed.
As far as if he's, if he starts two of them, for instance, say North Kirby Road and Brook Road, he finishes the job okayed by whomever, subject to payment.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Just understanding.
You have the money in the account right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
From what we gave, so
we should be in good shape.
You're good.
Yep. Okay. That's good.
Okay. Select board reorganization.
Can we go back to the? Now that John's here. Can we back up to the road report? I thought there was... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I added it onto ours, but you printed your own. I forgot the road report and additions and visitors.
I didn't print my own. You sent it. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
Never mind.
I corrected ours with my pen.
Whatever works. I didn't get a corrected copy.
No, I told you about it.
I know. Sorry. I apologize.
I apologize too.
So we can do a road report.
We can. It's holding up pretty good. I haven't been crazy anywhere, so things are going good. That's all I got.
In the select board reorganization.
So just after town meeting every year, we're supposed to make sure that we're still, who wants to be the chair, who wants to be the road commissioner. Do you guys want to make any changes or keep the same?
Nope. I'm satisfied with leadership.
I'm good.
Okay. Good. Leave it as is. Map update.
I did ask her those questions that we were talking about keeping here, but I had gotten a quote for a mapping, and she refigured things without the paper maps, and her total is $3,850. The other two were like
$25,000.
Yeah. So I asked her what these figures were. She broke them down into 3 years, and what she's doing is putting a payment plan. If you add those up, it comes to the... So I didn't quite realize that until after I got home from the meeting. But she recalculated it out. She took out the paper copies. We've decided not to do paper copies in the office. We're going to do it all online. And what she does is this TownView website. I printed one out for each of you if you want your own to read. But the town website, so Erin can have it. She can put it on the town's website, and she can have it in the office. If they come in to do a deed research and they want a map as well, all she has to do is click that link instead of having to deal with the paper maps and stuff like that. So the only, what that is, it's an additional fee each year to have that mm-hmm. link. But still, I mean, it's a pretty reasonable.
So we have that same, I have that same question about the first set of figures and then the upon completion and delivery yep. of product for 26. Yep.
So what this is if you add those three up, it's this. She's making a payment plan,
right.
So we don't have to pay it all at once.
But that payment plan is including the paper maps, and now we're talking about getting rid of the paper.
Right, no, I understand
she made,
the reduction in costs.
She made
I didn't.
Us a new one taking those paper maps out. So
all of this equals this.
Yep. Gotcha. Yep, and I didn't quite understand that until
I budgeted $10,000 for this anyway. Would yeah. we even care about a payment plan?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, our first paperwork, them three figures figured that same price too before.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I had said before at the meeting before.
Right.
That number matched yeah. that number if you added the three up.
And I wasn't understanding what you were saying.
That's
it
fine.
Was just, I was flustered.
Yep, no, that's fine.
Yep. Yeah, but you are exactly right. She was making the payment plan.
Yeah, okay.
And then she also had something, I'm not sure if I printed it out, but going forward.
Past 28, you mean?
What it would be to keep the maps, this is to do the initial work to add, I think it's 32 parcels, but going forward, if we only have two parcels that we need to add to the maps,
mm-hmm.
She thinks it's going to be about seven, which is the same as the other companies going forward. And she said she doesn't really give that quote out. She says because it all depends on what needs to be done.
Right.
Yeah. So we wanted to. Get clarification on that,
mm-hmm.
And if you guys want to agree to it and sign it, I can start work on those.
Sure.
So we need to move to accept Cartographic Technologies quote?
Yes. Yes.
So moved.
Yeah, make a motion that we... this.
Seconded.
As written. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
So did each one of us sign these or just one of these?
No,
Keith.
I just need one to send back to her. I printed one for each one
mm-hmm.
of you, so
mm-hmm.
we weren't hovering looking at the same copy.
Yep.
We could.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the work on that. That's
You're
outstanding
welcome.
That we
Thank
go
you,
past
Pete.
The first shock and
yeah,
find out.
Yeah, I was really, and I like her. I spoke to her a couple times, met with her on
yep.
Zoom and stuff, and I like her.
Good. Good.
And then I had an additional thing that came in today as far as the roads go. And I'm not quite sure where this came from, and I emailed them to ask for clarification on this. So we were approved of a grant, and it's small. It's for $2,848. Our portion of it would be $712. The state will pick up the rest. And it has to be a hydrologically connected road. And it's small, but I was telling Aaron if John needs to add material to build a crown up,
mm-hmm.
or do excavating work, something small, it's $2,000
mm-hmm.
that the state's giving us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent this and asked me if I could have you guys sign it. And I know I don't have the specifics of it yet, but if you would sign it tonight, since you're all together, then if I find out it's not what we want, then I'll just throw it out.
Okay,
sure.
But this, it looks pretty easy. It says location of work is town-wide. We can pick anywhere we want to do it. And the scope of work, they say it has to be a road erosion inventory road, which is a hydrologically connected road. so we can pretty much pick wherever we want to do and do what we want with it.
$2,800 plus.
In comparison to what you're reading for figures and stuff, it's nothing but.
Another drop
but
in the bucket.
John, it says the award start date is April 17th, so John could use it next week. You know.
So does that just end up being given to Aaron, or John has to? And or you have to put in something ahead of time to get that, or is the money just?
Well, it just said sign this and send it back, and this
so
is what they.
Marla meets up with John, and they discuss what they could do for a project, and then Marla writes the grant stuff.
Right, but I don't think.
And then I submit everything at the end.
I don't think they spent a ton of time on $2,800. So,
well, it says you need. You just.
I'm not really sure where this figure came from.
Yeah, I'm not sure where this figure came from either. I'm gonna find out.
Not something she applied for specifically.
But where Logan's talking all this, mm-hmm. we qualify for all this stuff, and this showed up in my email. I'm wondering mm-hmm. if this is part of it. But all I need to do is take a couple pictures of the project before and after. So if he's building. Putting material down, or if he's digging a ditch,
or a culvert, or whatever.
Yeah, I just have to take a picture before and after, submit the scope of work, and mm-hmm. we should be
but
able to receive.
You're money. Also not anticipating that connected in any way to Logan's.
To tell you the truth, Logan's talking different things. It was kind of just going right over my head. So
we'll just deal with this as a separate
what
issue.
What was talking about was that emergency fund. When he was figuring like our budget, he was figuring how much we would qualify for, like if we had an emergency situation that required funding from them.
Well, we have there's two letter of intents that I sent in, and I don't believe this is a response to either one of those letter of intents. Those are still coming in. Those are still grant monies that we should be able to receive. This is another one right here, which I need to get together with John for tomorrow, I'm hoping. And this is that structure grant that he was talking about. So that will be something different. Mm-hmm. And when I hear from that, I'll let you guys know as well. But I wanted to see if you would at least sign this, and I'll let you know. What they have to say and where it's going to go.
Yep.
Thank you. Just a note here. All the work that John and Marla and everything we've done on our roads to keep us in good standing adds to the amount that the state gives us. So normally we wouldn't get 17.5%. We'd get 9-something. So we get a plus up by being in good standing. So all that work over the last 6, 7, 10 years now. I mean, that gives us that extra couple hundred thousand.
But this is all part of the hazard mitigation plan.
Yeah. So it all adds
that's
up.
A big chunk.
That is not wasted effort, and thank you, John. And
yeah, for sure. That. Yep. LEMP adoption.
So that's it's essentially an inventory, local emergency management plan. We do it every year.
Justin.
The only change was we added a truck. Last year we had to delete the red truck. Now we have a new truck. I haven't seen it yet. But
it's there.
What?
It's hiding.
We're not going to use it. We do have to, and I mentioned this in January or December, I've got to sketch out a real plan that says, okay, this is what we do, this is how we do it, and this is who's going to do it. Plan on having a meeting with Grady, Aaron. If you can, I'll tell you about it later, but I need to bring in a couple other expertise to help craft this. One of the things that was mentioned in the March Regional Emergency Management meeting was we're required to look at how we evacuate pets or large animals. Now, large animals, typically, farm, wood farm, they're going to go to a neighboring farm.
But what they found in a lot of these disasters, people won't leave if there's no place, no consideration for their pets. They won't leave their pets. And we're seeing that across the world. I mean, in Ukraine, they just flew out a dog and a cat on a unmanned aerial vehicle from a frontline unit that didn't want their pets to take any more fire. So, so we'll have to work with the pets. I need to talk. Hillary's really good with animals, and I'm going to talk to Hillary about that. But we're looking at a meeting in June. I had to carve out a schedule for Brady, and then it's going to have to be on Tuesday or Thursday so we can work in there for an hour or so. So anyway, that's just pro forma. We've got to develop a plan.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's the inventory, which is the minimum required.
V-Trans compliance form?
So I guess we have decided that we're signing the 2026 compliance form.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is the budget. The... We sign these every year.
Right.
Certification of compliance.
All
oh, that's
yes.
The thing that says we spend $300 per mile for each mile of road, and he figured that out, and we definitely do.
So all of us, yeah.
Yep. And all of you on this one. We do meet or exceed. We do an up-to-date hourly network. It looks like there are questions on this one.
Front page, Sunshine. Maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. I'm just kidding. I know it's not. Thank you.
I will do my best. I asked Aaron to send me a bit more information about the projects and stuff, just so I can kind of stitch together.
Yep.
Right. Okay, thanks, guys. Thank you for everything you've done hanging in there. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye, Mara. I got every word you said, Mara. You better not.
Thank you.
Sexual standard. If we,
I'm going to do a whole series on you someday. I'm just going to follow you.
You better not. If we certify that we are compliant with their standards, all these have to be yes. Right?
Any more questions?
So, no,
I think we're all set.
Good. Yep.
I mean, as soon as I can get money, I will.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath.
If somebody's there to, I called the guy at home and this winter, but I wasn't real interested.
Can't imagine.
No. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Kate.
I will maybe ask Logan about these, but I'll just get your signatures.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he does want these back.
Yeah. Just call me when you're ready.
Let's say that on recording. Okay, so... Yeah, see, roadway construction standards. Reach target gap. Gravel roads have to have how many inches of thick gravel base. Talk to John about all this.
Look at me. I just worked.
That's what I'm just reading those dates on them.
I mean, it's...
That's probably...
We've got all the information up to that.
If they get that.
So it seems like if we go by theirs...
It's a little bit more simple than the other ones. For sure.
Right. And so we have the orange book, and we do comply with standards, so I'm sure John knows what they all are. I'll just have to finish filling out those details before I send them out.
There's the next start here on 8/17. And the next start here is 7/6, which is mine first. So he goes from 7/6 to 8 to 9.
Yeah. One a month.
Which one was this?
Taking this back.
Down here, Town Hall Ridge Road project. That's the last one he's going to start. Brook Road is second and Mud Road is first.
Ben, yeah, nice. I suppose that could be subject to change depending on what material gets done.
I think I have to come over there for this one.
Land first. I mean, they may have a culvert already made and
yeah, they ought to be every year.
And they got made that one.
Right.
I mean, so?
I'm assuming these are the actual reason. That's why you get
paid. So I need signatures, different signatures on different stuff.
Overload permits?
No.
We're in workers'
comp. All workman's comp signatures.
Okay, so workers' comp every year does a payroll audit, and if we don't want to pay the workman's comp on people who are not our employees, I have to prove that they're not our employees. So I need a not employee work agreement signed by you.
A what work agreement?
Non-employee work agreement. The work that you did in 2025 was not as a Town of Kirby employee.
Yep.
And then...
All right, that sounds good.
I need a municipal
Thanks.
Representative to sign for John Longtime.
So,
Tony has submitted... Submitted it to his.
Oh, I have your 2024 certificate of insurance. I don't think I have a 2025.
Yeah, because I don't think there's going to be as competitive as
that. No, you're going to break that down. Nothing. You know, it's $9,100, but it's. No, we don't want all that stuff.
Okay. I think I ended up having it.
Yep. Well, I gave you the corrected copy.
Yeah. Oh, that was my problem with yours. Well, it was 2024, but it also said kind of
stuff like that.
Yeah, there's more on there, though.
Not the second one.
No.
Shouldn't be.
All right, I got to look at it again.
All right.
Whatever.
I stopped by today.
I feel like
see,
I probably had it.
Yeah, the car was here and you were gone. So
that's fine. Super, super busy.
Left it at that.
Million right. Folders.
The last copy I gave you seen my is desk. Theirs per the instructions with them coming to do
that'll get us
the work, changing tires and this and that. Only four tires.
I'm going to have you.
And then
I pointed to the right
quotes on
line.
Michelin, the quotes on non-Michelin,
so
blah, blah, blah.
You can sign there because he signed as a Michelin.
Can you get a chance
so
to talk to Concord?
We'll just, that's okay. I think I pointed to that line.
Yeah.
About those.
Thanks. I think that'll get us back.
His truck specs have got to be different than
me. Maybe not a million, but six or seven or so.
Yeah, we got the red.
I hear you.
You're all done.
Yeah, rather not do that. Yep.
Enough of me?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, V-Trans workers come. Well, we hired one truck driver at the store, and he didn't even show up. Not even an hour. Jesus, what the hell is it with people? Is it a full-time job? I could go if it's part-time.
$30 an hour, best benefits in the world.
Didn't even show up.
And he went and took his physical, took everything.
Really?
Come Monday morning,
no
didn't show.
And didn't call?
Didn't call. No nothing.
Unbelievable. Can't imagine. Cannot.
So they started over today and they reposted the job and they got 30 more applications.
30?
30. They did 35 that week. And but then Webb's made them repost the job. So they reposted it for last week and they had 30 applications. He's doing interviews now. See if we can get somebody else show up.
It's unbelievable. I didn't begin to comprehend
Maybe his
that.
Previous employer did something to convince him to stay.
that's when he was in his interview, he told Sam that they promised him this and promised him that, never came through.
Till he walked.
And I think when he was serious and he even went took his physical for Webb's,
yep,
they must have said, all right, this is what we'll do. But at least he could have called. I mean,
yes.
You would think.
Yes, you don't just no show.
No. No. But what do I know?
You got overload permits, Mike? Or?
Yeah.
Oh. There's like six or seven of them.
Huh? Six or five.
It's April. They're all due.
Oh. Anybody new, Mike, that you don't know?
No, nothing yet.
Okay. So you going to call state guy,
Logan,
about that form?
Camp Precast Concrete Products.
No, that's what used to be Carroll Concrete.
That's from Harold Concrete.
Did Pike buy Carroll Concrete?
Somebody bought them.
Yeah.
So I thought somebody bought Pike. So.
Well, Old Castle bought Carroll.
Old Castle?
Yeah.
Who bought Pike?
Old Castle owns Pike.
Yeah, okay. All the same. One big happy family. No competition.
As far as I understand it.
Did you put up the signs?
The green up signs? Tracy Sherbrooke. I'm surprised how many there were. Wasn't that expensive?
QX.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen QX half a dozen when I only saw one.
What do they do?
Last week.
Didn't even tell me type of vehicles.
Like, they're all over town. It's great. And they're reusable. She's going to pick them up at the end and put them back again next year.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good idea.
Branch. Freeliner. Freeliner. Beacon. Beacon Sales.
Beacon is consolidated.
Oh. Pardon?
Somebody's come through as a bigger company than what we're used to. Instead of it saying
it's no doubt. Said, like, begin something, industry, or something. I looked at that picture.
This is consolidated here. But I don't know what the trucks they got.
Probably same one they could probably assist a company or something.
Imagine having this overhead. All trucks there. Yeah, it's Christ.
Is that budget thing?
Almighty,
no, yeah, but the number not as many as last quarter.
No.
U-Haul.
Am I going to get some?
Well, I assume he would give them to you. Johnny?
Yep, Johnny boy, yep.
I ain't seen him all the
way over here.
Driver for the box trucks, the two bigger ones, the guy that you were hiring? Yeah.
Well, any of them. He's going to be spare, truck driver, spare warehouse.
Oh, because I know a small one wouldn't even require
one of these or something. And they'll have to sign it. Okay.
delinquent tax payment.
Okay, so
plan.
I had a phone call from Denise Buck. Her mom is Bonnie Bassett. She said her mom is in very bad health and unable to take care of her own financial stuff anymore. So Denise was trying to set up a payment plan. She gave me $800 to start, and then she would like to do $250 a month until it's totally caught up. I did already receive the $800, and...
What is she behind?
You know, I figured it out, and it would be $2,550 would be paid by November, which would leave about $1,100. Let me just grab that paper.
That's the one, the trailer thing that burnt twice and there's smoke. Yeah. I thought somebody already took over her estate, son or somebody, paying us last year.
I think that's her. I don't know.
Her granddaughter and boyfriend are living there. They're both heroin addicts. They do the whatever they do for their treatment.
Rehab.
5:30 in the morning, every morning. Methadone.
Oh, yeah.
And the other morning they wrecked a Jeep, so I don't even think they got the transportation now. They're the ones that drove into the, dropped their phone and drove it through the apartment complex up there on, by the sheriff department, Mountain View, drove it through the building. It didn't look like it was a whole lot, but the Jeep's not in the yard for a week now, so they must have
whacked it good enough to
take it off the road. Now, why are you hanging around that apartment complex? Because you're having that. There's about 30 bags of garbage piled up on the porch.
At this address?
There's a whole pile of garbage, not garbage, but junk piled up out in the backyard. Mattresses, chairs, tables.
Talking about this one?
Yeah.
I see the granddaughter or grandson's girlfriend smashed her Jeep through a building looking for her vape.
That's what he was just talking about.
Oh, she dropped her vape. That's what it was.
So after the 800 came off for 2024, she owes 1138, which is like five-ish months of $250.
For 24?
Yeah. But if she keeps going with the 250, and I told her, I said, the faster you pay it, the less you pay in fees, because when you get that far behind, your interest is 24-27%. It gets really bad. But I mean, normally the tax bill's pretty low, right? So if she was paying the 250 a month, eventually she'd get ahead of herself and her taxes would be paid on time.
What is she owe for 25? Same?
The whole thing. Gotta be.
Yeah, I think she's 1700.
She paid 24, so.
And then in November she'll have another tax bill. But, I mean, if you figure if it's about $1,500 a year, that's not $250 a month, so eventually she would catch up with herself. And it sounds like more of an effort than we normally see.
What if she skips a payment?
I already told her that. I thought if she missed a payment, the whole thing would be
off. To be.
But the thing is, once these 2024s are caught up, she couldn't go back into tax sale until at least next March-ish.
Yeah, because of 2 years.
Because then it would be 25 and 26, right?
So she paid the 800, brought it to there.
Yep.
So 250, that'd be.
Yeah, she paid all of her interest and fees for this, and then like
$300 came off our actual tax amount.
Oh, wow, that'd be $800.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't do much to our tax bill. So
$250 you pay that 6 months. That'd be caught up.
Yep, five.
Thereabouts. Yep.
And then.
Just in time. Well, no.
Right, there's still another year.
And then they have another year on top of this.
Right.
Come November.
Yep.
Yep, and it's always very hard for her, and I know that. I don't know. She's called me before, and she says, what do I do if I lose my house? Like, I can't. And that's exactly it. She can't afford to go anywhere else for the price she's paying for these taxes. So if she could stay here and pay the taxes, everyone would be better off. So.
Right, but are you talking about she meaning the daughter, or she meaning the Bonnie in bad health?
Well, it's usually Bonnie. This time it's her mom. Her mom... sounds like she's taking everything over, her mail, her financial.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I thought the mom was bad and the daughter was. Oh, sorry, got it backwards.
What are you usually? No, what are?
The mom is the unhealthy one.
Bonnie.
Bonnie's
73 years old.
And it's Denise that called me the other day to try to set this up for Bonnie.
Okay. Where would we be on regular terms if we didn't? Where would she be on regular terms?
Tax sale.
Tax sale.
Yep. 2 years.
Yeah, I've already sent her a letter, and that's why I got this response.
Right. Yeah. My only concern is if we can
if she misses any payments, it should go up for tax.
Laws, it's in the state laws that we have to offer a payment plan.
Perfect.
Right.
So I don't know that we.
But if she misses payment,
right.
That's. To me, that would be a violation of the agreement.
Yeah. And, yeah, I agree.
And then at this point, it would go up for tax sale because it's 2 years. 24 is paid, 25 is paid.
As long as that's the term.
Right, but the tax sale process is not...
We're not a bank.
Simple.
I'm not. Just twice.
You have to set a... So... You kind of give like a 30-day warning letter, and then you send a certified letter that says, hey, you know, the select board has told me to send you to tax sale, and you list all of the fees that you need to keep them out of tax sale or how much they will pay if they go to tax sale, and then you put a lien on their property, and then you post it in the newspaper for 3 weeks mm-hmm. in a row, and then... Like, between the letter and the newspaper, and between the newspaper and the tax sale, there has to be, like, 15 days, I think, or more if they have a lien holder, which she does not. But it's a whole ordeal.
I understand that, but the principle becomes, if you set up a payment plan and don't adhere
right.
to it,
right.
there has to be a, quote-unquote, fallback position.
Right.
But... Not meaning to instigate the tax sale at that point, but if you miss one, shame on you. Miss two, bye-bye, or something.
I don't know what the state rules are on that. I have no idea.
Huh?
Well, I don't know what the state rules are once you commit to a plan.
Right in that long letter that we have to send them, it says, it includes a state statute that says something about, like, you have offered a payment plan. If Wanda was here, she'd probably quote it to you.
So if we offer her payment plan with side note that if you miss one payment, can we do a tax sale in September? Or does it have to wait until...
Depending on when the payment is missed, I mean, we probably could do one from there, but it would be like a 2 or 3 month process to get through it. There's just a lot of pieces to it. They're super fun. That's why I like
right,
when
but
people
there has
wait until the very last second, because then I have to get through all those steps. Just to cancel the sale at the very end, which of course I don't ever want to tax sale someone's house.
Right.
But I don't want to have to do all the steps like I'm going to a tax sale for nothing either. That's a lot of work.
It's So what do we tell her? What's the alternative if you miss a payment?
Right.
Yeah. We can't just say, okay, well, you missed the payment.
Right.
That's
right.
Good.
No, I agree. There does need to be some kind of...
Yeah, I'm sorry we made a payment plan, but you want to make another payment plan?
Right. How many times can we do a payment plan?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it was the state of Vermont that wanted to stretch out tax
5 years.
Even longer, yeah.
Screw that. Let's we were three and backed it up to two, so
yeah.
That was good. Someone asked
the other day if we could turn it to one, and I was like, whoa. Just a minute.
You'd be doing a lot
you
of
know, I'm all about giving her a chance. It's just a matter of what
I
happens.
I think so, too. I mean, she sounds like she's very...
Either
she
that
wants to try and get her mom on the right track.
Either that or we don't deal with it until she misses one. If you don't deal with it ahead of time, so...
Kind of like the... I guess it would be good to have some kind of a consequence up front and not just let it happen first. And I wonder, like, if we do a payment plan with her on this one and she does miss a payment, does that mean we don't have to offer her a payment plan for the 2025 that she's going through? Or... You know what I mean? Like, going forward, could we say, you had been offered one.
She's already delinquent if she doesn't.
Right.
If she defaults on a payment, she's already delinquent. 25 didn't have anything to do with it. She hasn't paid 24 yet.
Right.
If you want to give her the benefit of the doubt, you don't set anything
nice
up now
until
she
fails.
I think it
would be nice if she could ever get to the point where she pays $150 a month and her taxes are paid limited, you know?
Say the penalties will kill most of that.
So maybe I just tell her.
Accept the payment plan. Tell her that. And then
accepted with a reservation.
You can't say what we're going to do if you miss one because
we don't know yet.
Correct.
We don't know what we can do.
Can you call Vermont Legal Cities and Towns and find that out?
Mm-hmm.
If we set this plan up and she misses one, where do we stand from there?
Yep.
What are our options?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. For next meeting or whatever.
Okay. And I mean, really, any missed payments are just going to push it farther out, give her higher interest. So, like, it would be in her best interest to keep up with it as well. So. Of course, not her house, but it's her mom's.
Somebody's got to own up to it.
You go take a loan at the credit union for 8% interest. Each team has to pay in the town of Kirby's interest.
That's a fact.
But
she did pay her worst interest. So the 2025 is at 7.5, but it goes up 0.5% every month. So.
What's the percentage rate?
Right now her 2025 is at 7.5. She just paid off her 2024, which is in the 20s. Yeah.
She paid off the interest. She didn't pay off the note.
Right.
No,
she paid her interest, she paid her collector's fee,
and she paid, I think, like $300.
Right. She still owes for 24.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
$1,138.
Yeah, right. Don't miss payment.
Well, I say we table it, I guess, to the next meeting. Can we figure out what our rights are?
Yeah, she was going to check on things and then.
Right.
For now, I'll just keep accepting what she brings me.
Okay.
Till next month. Only gonna be one more payment, so in theory. Yeah. Northeast Kingdom CV rep.
So the other thing, if she comes in, did she say when she was making the next payment? Probably when her mother gets a Social Security.
And that probably has a lot to do with it. I don't know if she did tell me the date.
Good idea.
So I would mention to her if she calls or whatever that you ought to have somebody clean the place up before the health officer gets called. I thought about that the other day when I went by. And
who initiates health officer calls? Us?
Weekend.
Okay. It seems like there's always younger people living there. Do they not help her out?
Her granddaughter and boyfriend. Denise's youngest daughter, Delaney.
I thought it was the other way. I thought it was her grandson and his girlfriend.
No, they were there first, and then they got in a fight. That's who Josh is, the one that ripped the roof all off. Now that they hit the big tarp over the roof, that all came off this winter. It disintegrated.
Tax sale probably wouldn't amount to shit.
So, I know what happened there. So then Delaney, which is the one that ran the Jeep into the building, that's Denise's youngest daughter. And her boyfriend were there. I haven't seen anybody there since the Jeep got wrecked. I haven't seen anybody around at all.
They might got be no there, way to get they there. Just don't have a car anymore.
Well, they don't have a vehicle because there's no vehicle in the yard for a week now. So
I just don't understand families.
They don't work.
I don't understand they don't families work. Where kids move in with elderly, disabled people and just live off them.
They do. They don't work. Yeah. Because they go do the methadone at 5:30. And I meet them at 6 o'clock every morning when I'm headed down toward... I stop and get a coffee at the store and on my way to work, and I meet them coming back every morning, 10 or 6, on their way back from the methadone.
No comment.
So.
The reporter.
And they're there all day. They don't go nowhere. They don't work. Neither
but
one
like,
of them.
How do they think the grandma's paying the bills?
Obviously, they don't care. Yeah.
I just don't understand, like... In my own personal experience, when parents or grandparents get too sick or unable to care for themselves, the younger generations jump in and pay their taxes or pay their electric bill or give them a ride to the grocery store. And, like, it just boggles my mind that some kids just...
Well, no, I don't...
Unfortunately,
I don't,
it happens.
I don't even know... I believe Bonnie's on dialysis.
And I don't know the whole story.
I haven't
but
seen.
I know she's not well.
I haven't seen RCT there, but they were RCT picked her up a few times to take her up to
take her
dialysis.
Do they do dialysis in St. Jay now?
Yeah. So let's see what our options are as far as a town.
Okay.
And, you know, like you said, I'd like to work with people if they want to, if they're going to make a,
do their
you know, 100% effort, if they're serious about it. And if you miss one payment, you're not serious about it.
Right.
So the consequences can't be, that's okay.
See when next month comes up.
Right.
So, appoint Northeast Kingdom
CV.
CV rep.
Yeah, that is the broadband.
Oh.
NEK Broadband. So it's Dana Casperson and Malcolm Doak.
Yeah.
hope I say that right. I don't know how to say his last name. We do this every year. I just need Keith to sign and put his address and phone number.
Nice of you to volunteer.
Yeah.
Almost through this.
Put your plow away yet, Mike? Put your plow away?
Better call him, too.
Buckley Bill.
Sign this for us?
Probably not. Probably the other two should.
Paper for me to sign for that easement?
What?
An easement paper for me to sign? Take this with me and have her sign it and drop it off tomorrow.
She has to come in here because I have to notarize it.
Oh, they're big 8D batteries. Big. They gotta be big for $580.
Can't sign.
Donnie's not looking to sign on, huh?
He doesn't have a CDL.
That can be fixed.
John's told him.
All kinds of benefits. Free ride to work. county drives the road grader?
But we got two web trucks in Shaw.
Oh, good for
can't even deliver
it. Loader.
Loader's no big deal. Road grader's a big deal. I can drive a loader.
I think he has driven a grader. Exactly what.
Little Zundu gone in lip mode every week for the last month.
The road grader's a handful.
Except a dump truck that needs a CDL.
Huh? $2,000.
For what?
Diesel fuel. $5.99. $6 for diesel fuel. Better watch them quotes you put out this summer, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Cost plus.
So right now I'm about up to $9 an hour more.
Are you?
Well, the excavator's running around 3.3 to 3.8 gallons per hour. So if you do the math from what it's put you bid the job on to what it is now, it's about almost $9 an hour. Well, actually, I take that back. It's $9. So it's around $2 and something per hour more on the machine.
For diesel, 327. From 26 to 220, the diesel goes from 327 to 336. 10 cents a gallon. Oh, goody. Transfer to FEMA checking.
Oh, it was like $151. I ordered some checks so that when these contractors are done, we can pay them.
So it's out of the account where the money is.
Yes. Yeah, so they automatically took it out of that checking account. So I took it out of our town checking account and put it back in the FEMA to replace it. Because when we had that other account for the equipment, I had to run to the bank to get a treasurer's check every time. It was just a huge pain, so I figured I'd just order some checks. Had I known it was going to be one company that was going to be doing all three projects, I probably didn't need to do that, but I did order the minimum order. Because I knew I would need a lot of checks.
So we're assuming that that truck is fixed now, the one that went to ATG?
Yes. Was a coolant leak on the backside of the block.
Mm-hmm.
So it was no EGR cooler was drier than the bone. So basically it's all good. So we paid Ruggles Engineering $31,800.
We haven't paid them yet. That just came in the mail today. That's for engineering all the projects, the remaining projects, because we paid them for the Brook Road one already.
Correct. So this is paid out of FEMA money.
It Yeah.
Well,
no, it gets reimbursed through FEMA. We pay it out of our town account, and then we get reimbursed through FEMA. So.
But FEMA isn't doing anything.
I know, but I did submit the invoice to Leslie and Keith before I came in here tonight. So they're still doing their end. That's all we can do.
Caleb's had to make the call.
No, that's our monthly payment.
Emergency, what the VMERS?
That's John's retirement. It's his share of his retirement and the town's share of his retirement. And the Community National Bank stuff is the employee taxes. On culverts. He did one for Mike and Annika, and he did one for Cheryl McMahon, and
I just thought we'd already paid the town one.
He did something else, and he answered a question for the planning board. It's been a lot in the last.
So now died. Off-road diesel's up to 440, then it went to 505. Propane went down. No keeping track of it.
No, next was at 6, now it's down to 573, I think. So it went down.
Times a month do we get bills from?
Dead River?
Yeah.
However many times we get deliveries.
It goes to under $4 to just over $5 in a month in 2 or 3 weeks.
It's all a game.
Mm-hmm. Not much of a game.
But we do.
That's a fact.
But it's a game because there's absolutely no reason for our fuel to go up day one.
I agree.
Yeah, and it does.
They couldn't wait to throw the numbers up.
No. I know.
Yeah, something happens and there's already 500 gallons, 1,000 gallons in the tank and it goes up.
Yeah.
And it goes up again. Yeah, it's quite a system. Danny doesn't need a CDL for Poochie Digger, where he works. The, never mind. None of my business.
You have to talk to Mike about that.
Do we have a, I have to mark a plot over the cemetery?
Yes. Gosh, I think it's like May 2nd or 12th. I have it on my desk. Ruth Houghton. Has James already gotten hold of
him? Well, he just sent me a message and told me to just let him get it marked and let him know.
Okay. Yeah. It's still a ways out.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to get a hold of him ahead of time because I don't think I had to contact him at all last year. I don't think we had anything in the cemetery last year. The year before, it was so busy. And then last year, it was like nothing.
I thought it was last year she showed me a couple markings. I don't think it was 2 years ago, but
we got some more markers put in over here this fall.
Yeah, that company that did the boundary
Mike
stuff, professionally type, put the markers in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Dunn.
I don't know how professional those guys are.
Oh, okay.
I put a flag in the ground and they put a marker in the ground.
Oh, is that right? So you did it all? Okay. At least I know it's right.
They cemented in a piece you can at least find with a metal detector if you wanted to. But,
yeah.
So we budget a little bit more money this year, so I might have to go back and put in, if they put in six more, I think that'd be fine. Then it'd be all the way around the perimeter and up the road.
Up the top to bottom.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that Nate will, since we picked a winner about cutting any trees, we'll contact him before April 15th. The trees have to be cut.
April 15th.
After.
I thought it was before.
As far as I know, trees can't be cut until September 30th.
No.
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 It was before April 15th, I thought, that the trees had to be cut.
Oh.
And there was
two
trees in the way,
September.
Right down here, that are all marked.
Yeah, it was before April 15th.
Didn't just have John go cut them. They're all marked, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to.
I know that Nate put in the permits for the stream work because I submitted them and paid the fees.
Didn't he say that we'd be probably be better off just to go cut them?
He made some comment about that the last time, as far as whether somebody.
He said, yeah, even if they just hit the ground.
Yeah, just as long as they're gone. Damn
right.
Yeah.
So, just a suggestion, you might want to check in with him on that. Because I'm assuming that's part of the bid process, is them guys cutting their own trees, not the town.
Not the way I thought he said. Somebody would have to go drop them two trees.
There was something about somebody needed to do it, and then if nobody did, just drop them, leave them on the ground, and...
And they're marked now?
Yes.
Now, with Nate acting as our engineer, when Matt Young was doing it, he did all of like the contract stuff too with all the Mavis, I'm not going to know what this is, Mavis something requirements that I know nothing about. I'm going to have to talk to Nate and see if he's doing that part.
I'm
supposed to, because I think there are things to these contracts that are bigger than what my contracts cover. Or maybe Vermont League of Cities. If he doesn't want to do them, Vermont League of Cities and Towns might be able to also give
him. I mean, it was his suggestion that he could handle it all.
That's
so.
What?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that he also included contracts in that.
Yeah. Give him a holler.
Okay.
Yep.
Some thought, are we going to table the idea of putting another position in or not for the road foreman job to help, or are we just going to wait, or what's the deal with that? I've been asked.
I know it's been discussed, but not formally, per se.
Well,
I know there was talk about the fact to not do anything part-time, but full-time.
Right.
But is it one people or two?
Well, we didn't really put any money in the budget for another full-time person on roads this year.
Right. Well, the process certainly has to start at some point.
John said the other day,
well, I'd rather have
a couple more years.
Oh, we did?
That's what I heard out of his mouth.
Well, I heard that too, but
I haven't heard that.
It doesn't happen.
But right, then again, yeah, we need to get it on the agenda at some point. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't get any money budgeted this year, then we probably should look at.
Should be in the budget for next year for sure.
You know, maybe not taking somebody on first of the year, but you know, you don't want to bring somebody on in January, say, oh, they're getting a truck, go plow,
right.
You know. So bring them on, you know, let's get it going so that when we get to the budget, we can put the money in and then possibly hire somebody, you know, get it posted for, like, you know, right after the mud season, and then and we could hire somebody even
after this mud season or next mud season?
Next mud season. Next would be a year. And even if we brought somebody on for a year and a half
to learn it all
mm-hmm. and
while the trainee is there.
And exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know that we have to jump into it next meeting, but you're right. We need to get it on the agenda and talk it over. And if we have to table it a couple months, mm-hmm. we can still do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to look at something happening, I say, by May, June of next year.
Well, you got to have it in the budget before.
Right. We get it in the budget in January. And yep. And then get it posted. Could even post it for in April, mm-hmm. May.
Yep.
And see what we got for our interest. Because I see a lot of them in the paper that
looking
for road help.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And we're looking for.
I feel like a lot of them post though at like $22 an hour, $23 an hour, and I don't think that's gonna fly.
I think Waterford just posted theirs at $25.
$25, that's.
So. Yeah, I think we need to, get
like
John here
and
see what he thinks.
And great for someone with a CDO.
Well,
and I mean it.
Start somewhere.
If we knew he was going to be two more years,
mm-hmm.
then bringing a guy on 18 months early wouldn't hurt a bit. So
I think part the first thing is to have the discussion with John.
Yeah. Right.
Of quote-unquote officially, you know, we're talking about next year. Where
are we going to keep it just one guy all along? Or
I don't think we're going to be able to.
Well, that's what I'm, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, servicing all the trucks, graders, this, that, and the other thing.
Well, you'd be lucky to find anybody to do that.
Mm.
Right. So, basically, have the person then coordinate. Either the truck can go to some place to get it done, or you call Cat, or you call John Deere, and you have them come in and do it. As opposed to us expecting people to do as much as what John did.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a reasonable expectation.
I mean, the person that we hire, or you know, he'll have 18 months to be trained, or maybe longer, under John.
Yeah.
Showing, mm-hmm. you know, you can learn a lot in 18 months.
Right.
Pay attention, write stuff down.
Certainly hope so.
And
I still look back at my notes from Wanda.
Yeah, I think we should. We got
to
get on it this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say I missed that summer?
Just get on to it this summer, and you know, like you said, we we'll ask John some questions and get his feel on it. And
maybe he'll be available part-time if he's interested. Maybe not. Maybe
get it in the budget.
It would be nice to have a backup, because as someone who really doesn't have a backup, it's hard to, like, be sick and still have to come to work, or want to go on a vacation and have to really figure it out.
So
Well, with anything, if something happens to your family and you got to be away, it's just the whole idea. You can't be one person dedicated to a job.
Right.
Summer is different than winter. You know, but you know, you gotta. There's no freedom.
So I'll definitely have to get that on. I mean, you can put it on the agenda for next meeting, and we can
talk about it.
Roll it over.
That, I'm closing the office April 24th because I have an appointment that requires 2 days. And so I can't be here April 24th.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I am putting it in the newspaper. I put it on the Kirby Facebook page and on the calendar on the website, and I will post it on the door.
That's fine.
Yep.
I mean, I think our biggest problem down in the future is going to be finding people to even run a town.
Yeah, I do.
Period.
100%.
Period.
Yeah. And it's like we have to replace ourselves before we can ever leave. Because it's not a job somebody can just take over.
No, but there should be somebody to step in for you if something happens.
Should be, but
well,
with all that I have to do, I would never have time to train someone else to do all of it.
Well, you got to train somebody to do some of it, right? I mean, I thought that's what Marla did, and then you said she doesn't. So
she if we're does paying bank some, deposits. She balances the checkbook. She does, like, the dual control on the financial stuff. And, like, if I want to go on vacation, she'll sit at the desk and open the vaults and turn on the computer so people can come in and do research.
I mean, we only have a certain number of people in this town that are making this town as it is right now. And, when you know, they're not young people.
Care about
And I don't know what's going to happen if whoever, it just
right. I mean, Marla said she didn't want to be a lister forever.
Right.
One of our meetings, and I'm thinking.
And she does a lot.
What are we gonna do when Marla doesn't want to be a lister?
Right.
Yeah.
Keith has done a tremendous amount for this FEMA stuff.
Yeah, and so has Leslie.
And Leslie, and you know, it's just it's like people don't realize that without these people, what are we gonna do?
Yeah. And Leslie just was in here last week because Department of Public Safety is auditing our first storm FEMA stuff.
Yeah.
So I spent days compiling paperwork, and Leslie had to redo spreadsheets to show them stuff the way that they want to see it. And it's like, you know, when he calls and says, we're going to audit you, we need to have a 3-hour Zoom meeting sometime in the next 2 weeks, and I need this paperwork ready for it. And I'm just like,
yeah,
it's me here 2 days a week. Like, let's
crazy.
Let's see what I can pull together.
It's crazy. I mean,
are you looking to go full time?
A small town.
No.
5 days a week.
No, never.
Small town. It's hard.
Yeah.
I just I'm thankful for the people that we have right now. I don't know what's going to happen. Honestly.
Well, and you have 10% that are interested in volunteering their services.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
And
but then when they start, 3% don't actually follow through. Maybe
more
like 4%.
I mean, as a town, I think your volunteer services are going to come shorter and shorter each year.
Yeah, I've had people in here say, like attorneys or people doing research, saying that in other places, the county clerk takes over all the towns.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So maybe eventually it'll be like that here.
That doesn't.
Everybody says AI is taking over all the jobs.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
No, it's just something to think about.
John's
waiting
for AI to take his job, too.
Yeah.
No, or
But yeah, that's something to get on, like you said. We may not find anybody who wants to do that road.
Right.
Yep. What is it? Victory?
Victory Granby.
Hires it out.
Yeah.
And that's what Casey Holton. Yeah.
They use their equipment. The town's equipment to do the roads.
Pardon? They use some of their own.
Some of their own too. Yeah.
But I mean.
And you have Casey doing that, but I mean, Casey's got ties to Granby, and that's why he's doing it. If he didn't have ties from Granby, I guarantee you he wouldn't be there.
No.
Who would they get?
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
That's what it's coming down to.
Because there's no fallback position here other than Mike and maybe Danny and stuff like that in an emergency, but can't.
I think Steve Baker's still on my driver list, but I don't really know if he would jump in.
You know, I haven't run any of them trucks with the plows and wings on them, so it ain't like I can't just come here and jump in that truck. I can back that truck out and go up that road, but it's going to take me a little bit to figure out what lever does what.
Right.
You know, it's not just what bam, boom, you've got a control in your hand and you're doing this.
Right. And especially after he got this new truck, him and Donnie refigured a lot of the levers and switches.
Changed the levers and cables.
Same thing with the grader. You know, anything. I mean, you've got to have a little bit of the right. experience
the
on
grader
it.
Especially. The grader is worrisome. To know how to run a grader and do it right.
I mean, I ran a grader back when I in my 20s, grading the town of Berks Road, but it was nothing like that grader.
No.
It had all the levers right here, and
yep.
But now this is a whole different ball game.
Yep. Little teeny steering wheel, bunch of buttons.
I just saw that steering wheel the other day. I was like,
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. If you had two people here, and two guys knew how to run everything, and one guy was sick or whatever,
yeah.
You got a backup plan. Right now, we got no backup plan whatsoever.
Right.
None.
But most people with a CDL don't want to work part-time. Or if they do, it's because they're older and like kind of getting ready for retirement. So
I don't
think
it's part-time the way to go. I think
no.
You got to go full-time.
No.
That way you've got a dedicated person here that's his job.
And to have a part-time second person, so John's 100% out or something, that's fine. But one full-time mandatory, and we'll be lucky if we don't end up with two.
Yeah.
Because of what you can and can't get done.
I'm curious if John will actually be able to sit still enough to retire. Maybe he'll still want to.
He'll go play with his skidder and logging and trucks and whatever. But
go hang out at camp?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Next select board meeting, May 4th, 6 p.m. Make motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
So moved.